ओम शांति। Dadi ji gave a beautiful signal in her class to be able to go into the cave of introversion. And all of us have already had some days coming up to this global silence bhakti. And I'm sure that there must be many experiences that you've had over this period. So I'd like to look at the whole subject of going into the cave of introversion on three different levels. One, the relationship I have with myself. Two, the relationship I have with God. And thirdly, the relationship that I have with others. Because this is what the whole drama is all about. And so firstly, just being able to look at the self and knowing that my own relationship with myself is the foundation for everything else that I do. And where there's conflict inside, then there's definitely going to be conflict expressed outside. Maybe even in my relationship with God, but definitely in my relationship with others around me. And so this cave of introversion is offering me this opportunity to go deeper and deeper within and be able to connect with those original qualities that truly belong to the self. The peace, the purity, the truth, the joy, and the love. All of these definitely are there within the soul. And we experience them from time to time, more or less. But to be able to clear out everything else that's coming in the way and just simply continually be able, just simply with one thought, to go inside and experience this requires this practice of introversion. We're used to looking at the world with the two eyes and they face out there and they record everything that we're seeing. And it gets imprinted into our awareness, our consciousness. And so even 20 years, 30 years, 50 years later, we're able to remember that scene and visualize that whole scenario once again. And of course, it's not just the visualization of that scenario. It's also the experience and the emotional feelings that I went through at that time, that also resurfaces because it's there recorded in the soul. And so in the cave of introversion, I'm trying to remove everything else that is covering up this inner part of me in which those eternal treasures are stored, so that in a natural way, in a normal, light and easy and automatic way, what is being expressed are these highest qualities of the inner being. And the reason why they're not always there with us and we're not able to experience them, we experience them from time to time, but not all the time. And the reason for this is surely that we get distracted by what these two eyes are seeing. And so the third eye tends to droop a little. And then I'm not looking in the right direction. I'm looking out there and finding fault. And what I have to do, in fact, is to go inside. And introversion means going deeper and deeper within. Daddy was asked, how deep do I need to go? And her answer, I'm surprised. Go deep and even deeper and even deeper until you get to that awareness and the feeling of this point of light that I am, not attached to anyone, anything, no one, just I, the eternal being. And in that awareness, then, of course, the love that's there within the soul expresses itself and it emerges. Even without knowing language, people can communicate very sweetly If they are in touch with themselves, then communication on all levels is very sweet. So, what am I doing when I go deeper and deeper inside myself? I'm removing all the debris I've accumulated over the whole period of my life. 20 years, 40 years, 60 years, beyond. There's a lot of recording that's just been overlaid one on top, on top of the other. And so when we start digging to clean up, then there's more and more rubbish that starts coming out. And we're shocked, but it's okay. Baba told us already. Baba said, this is not a superficial remedy. This is to really cleanse whatever the soul has accumulated over the last half cycle. And so go as deep as you can, as deep as you can, until there is nothing left except those original qualities. Everything else has been pulled out and thrown away. And so, right from Amrit Vela, through the class, to the activity I have during the day, whether it's a lockit job or whether it's an alockit job, just to keep my timetable accurate. And through this period, when I have to do work that requires my brains and my intellect, fine, let me do that and then go back inside the cave. But most times, a lot of our time is spent on mundane tasks, which are important. They're simple, they're ordinary, but they are very important and they need to be done. So Baba's not saying ignore all of that. I have to do all of that. But yet, am I able to stay in that inner state of awareness in which I'm connecting truly with these original qualities that are there within me? Every soul has these, but deity souls especially have these to a much more profound extent than others, because these qualities were with us through probably 90% of the cycle. I won't even say half the cycle or three quarters of the cycle. I think even through the period of Kali Yuga, for a lot of that time, we manifested these qualities and lived with these qualities. And then, of course, that last period of Kali Yuga has been intense darkness. And so all of that that's been accumulated over the last maybe 100 years, maybe 200 years, all of that now, I'm talking about hundreds of years. And maybe it's not just that hundreds of years it is the difficulty, but more difficult is the recent period, this life, this birth, pre my spiritual birth. And so maybe these are the memories that are causing me the greatest suffering. And I need to clean and clean and clean and come to terms with my own story. My own history. And introversion means to be able to look inside and do all the cleaning that's needed. Through our time with Baba, we've been aware that the whole journey of Raj Yoga is a process of cleansing. But we've occupied ourselves with service in a beautiful way. We've created our fortune. We've been instruments to awaken others and have them create their fortune. But it was very much still in the mode of action. And now Baba's asking me to manage both things. But even the service, even though I'm engaged in service, to do it in a higher consciousness so that the effect and the impact of service is greater, less expenditure of my time, my energy, my thoughts, all of these subtle energies, less expenditure, but greater splendor, to be able to use all that I have in an effective way. Well, the cleaner I am, the more I'm in charge of what's going on. Otherwise, if I haven't done that cleaning, then what happens is that things pop up. They're somewhere within my memory track, and there's a trigger, and things pop up, and like Baba said, occupy your household time. And I'm engaged in a household in here. And so then I don't have time for the work that Baba wants me to do in the way that Baba wants me to do it. So January is a month in which we have time for our inner work. And we have Baba with us. So it's not that our journey is alone. Baba's guiding us. Baba's there to support us, empower us, and hold our hand and navigate the way. And so one is this whole journey within connecting with myself. But of course, we also know that it's only through this inner journey and that state of the inner being, the awareness of who I am eternally, spiritually, only in that awareness can I connect with Baba. There is no other way. On the external level of identity, my connections are all here. And all of these things create upheaval in the mind because they're all changeable. But the one anchor in a Brahman life is Baba. And Baba is the unshakable, the eternal, the one who is constantly the benefactor. Sadashiv. They don't just say Shiva, but they say Sadashiv, always Shiva. The one unchangeable, eternal being in the whole universe across the entire cycle of eternity. And so, Baba is my strength. Baba is my support. And the more time I am introverted, the more time I'm able to give to Baba. Well, it makes sense. My external stage and the distractions everywhere, where is Baba within all of that? Baba's not in the distractions. When I sit in silence, Baba calls me. And Baba says, where have you been? You've made yourself so busy. And you forgot about me. And here I am, waiting for you. Just imagine, Baba waited for us for over 4,900 something years. And each one came to Baba at a different time. But that's on average 4,900 something years. And so Baba's been waiting, and Baba wants us to be with him. It's interesting how God seems to love us more than we actually love God. But it happens with parents and children, doesn't it? The parents give of themselves and give everything to the child. And the child becomes occupied with friends, neighbors, running around, and doesn't make time to be with the parents. But the parents don't forget the child. And the parents keep the door open and keep the soup warm, waiting for the child to come home. So now we've come home, we've come to Baba, but yet we still miss a beat and our attention gets distracted. And so I'm inside, I'm introverted. I can truly have conversations of great sweetness with Baba. I can entertain Baba, but more than that, Baba's able to entertain me. But also, I can experience each and every one of those relationships with God that we speak about, that we hear about in the Murali, but we can only experience it through the cave of introversion, being inside. And then I have the feeling, my mother's presence, the mother who's giving me so much love that I'm absolutely full. And I don't need to go anywhere else searching for love. A father who has so much treasure, and in particular the treasure of happiness that he wants me to have now. God's inheritance is not Satyug. God's inheritance is today. And then I carry this forward into Satyug. And so, can I experience God, Father, and the treasure store of happiness, the inheritance of happiness that he wishes to give me? Can I experience all the other relationships? And so, going inwards is creating that space, is creating that opportunity in which I can truly explore each and every one of these relationships with Baba and fill myself with whatever is the need. One of the big problems of today is insecurity, and it's a problem not just for the world out there, but for many Brahmins. And sometimes when we speak in ways that are not right, or sometimes when there's upheaval in the mind, it's because of our own insecurities. We're not stable within. We're still very needy. And when our needs are not being met by human beings, then there's much upheaval going on inside. And Baba says, I am here for you. Take whatever it is you want from me. It's a treasure store that Baba opens up for us. All the treasures come to us from the ocean so that they are unlimited. Baba's not counting and no one else is looking. And I can see what I need. And so I don't even have to ask Baba. I just have to connect with Baba. And Baba will give me whatever is the need that I have. Whether it's a virtue, whether it's a power, whether it's a realization, Baba is able to fulfill whatever is the need immediately. Don't have to wait for the postman to bring you a package. Just the wireless connection with God. And God is ready to give me everything. And so, just explore and see whether all the nooks and crannies in the soul have been filled. Because if there's a little space empty somewhere, it means that I'll be beholden to another to give me what I need. With God, I'm not beholden. God says, this is your inheritance, take as much as you choose, as much as you want. Just simply stay connected. And so, going inwards, connecting with Shiv Baba, and everything that God has, God is ready to share. And so, all those empty spaces, all the neediness of the soul, yes. And then the subject of my relationship with others. Each one around me has a role to play. Not only a role in terms of what they're doing as instruments for service, but the role is to help me move forward and become Karmati. Sometimes it happens very sweetly. There's a sweet relationship with somebody and they can give me a signal and I'll instantly say, yes, you're right, this is what I need to do. And sometimes there isn't such a sweet relationship and somebody is yelling at me, telling me what I need to do. And I'm reacting to their tone and the way in which they are speaking. But maybe, maybe there's a grain of truth in there. Maybe their remarks, their comments are going to actually help me start looking at things from a different perspective. Because whichever family we grow up in, The impact of the family is that you hold a certain worldview. And whatever gestures you picked up, whatever thinking is there for you, especially at times of stress, all of that that's been recorded, that's what comes out immediately. The good, the not so good. And so, again, huge amount of recording. You know, when you have a CCTV camera, you know that if you're looking for something, you're going to need hours of patience to sit down and run through it and see what the camera says. And if you've got more than one camera, which most people have nowadays, multiply it by that. But it needs a lot of patience. But it has to be done. I don't think there's an alternative. And so, at times of stress, the things that are recorded that are reactions, it's these things that come out. But whatever the situation, today, I look into this treasure store in my cave of introversion, and I ask, what is there that I still have to sort out? And that time of introversion is sacred, it's powerful, it's valuable, and I just need to keep turning inwards and reminding myself, I'm not the director. I can't control this scene. I don't know what the end of the story is. I just know a bit now. I don't even know the full story from the beginning, because who gave me information, maybe they were colored in the sense of whatever company they were keeping, that would have influenced them. And so I walk alone, holding God's hand, and gradually, gradually, the fog seems to clear. And I'm able to see what sort of interaction I've been having with others around me. Because in Satyug, it won't just be Shiv Baba with us. It'll be Brahma Baba and Jagadamba Saraswati. These two will be the main figures on that stage at that time in the world drama. Others around them, of course. And so what do I want to do? Do I want to be a bit actor that comes on and goes off and people scarcely notice anything? Or do I truly want to help in God's task of world renewal? And if that is my choice, then I have to make sure that I'm very aware of how I use my time and energy. So, keeping that connection with God, then being able to look at the self to see, what do I need to throw out? What do I need to recycle? What is it that I can work on and use at this moment and have a different energy with it? And so let me be able to connect with Baba at all times, so that even in terms of packing away, finishing things, I'm able to do it with lightness in my heart, and I'm able to actually do what I set out to do, to clear myself of all the past karma, and to have taken so much wisdom and power from Baba that I'm able to apply it in my life today. So, this period of introversion, it truly, truly is a golden opportunity for which I'm not sure it's going to come again or when it'll come again. But we have this opportunity together, collectively. And the beautiful thing is that India is integrally involved this time. Most times, we've had a few centers join, but this time, I know that because the instructions have gone out from Madhuban, and everybody's following this protocol of certainly 31 days, maybe some are thinking about longer, but whatever time it is we give to it, we're able through this period to truly come to know the self deeply, come to understand what are the options open and what it is we need to do for the future. Baba is definitely with us, guiding us, holding our hand, empowering us, calling out to us. Yeah, Baba is very much with us. This is why we are doing it, because it's for Baba. Yes, I know my effort is for myself, but actually, because Baba has asked me to do this, I want to do it. I wouldn't do it otherwise. I'd say, you know, it's okay, I'm fine where I am. But now I know deeply, this is what I have to do. I have to do it today. Thank you. Enjoy the rest of your bhakti day. Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Let us experiment with the cave of introversion. Going deeply inside. I come to the awareness of the inner being, the being of light that I am. In this connection with myself, I realize I put myself at the bottom of the list. But now I know I need to give attention to myself. And as I do so, I connect with the eternal being. In this awareness of shining star, light that I am, I feel the peace within. And feel the peace within and the love, purity, stage where it's completely natural. Be loving, peaceful. I want these qualities to be with me at all times, so that these qualities being expressed And in this awareness of these inner qualities, soul, these qualities reach out and change the atmosphere. I know there is a higher source, highest from the Supreme. These qualities radiate out into the world. These qualities surround me of the truth, the joy, connecting with Source, these qualities. I absorb these original qualities. The beauty and the purity of these qualities removes whatever I have kept in myself for a long period of time. Power, God's truth dissolves the falsehood I have been holding inside of me for a long time. God's love removes the anger I have been holding on to. and all the little children connected with anger. Abundance fills me so much that I don't need to hold on to greed for a moment longer. Find myself in a world of infinite light, the incorporeal stage 3, any negativity. In this experience, my incorporeal stage, in my home, totally comfortable, in this vast expanse, light, awareness returns. World of infinite light. World of stillness. World of total purity. In my home, my seed stage, Baba, free. At peace, state of total purity. This is how I used to be, and this is how Baba has made me now. This is how, who carry this experience, come back to world stage, from here. I come to the subtle region where my costume of light and I bring this costume with me. I step onto the world stage, play my role here. Now, in the awareness of who I am, who I belong to, what I must do, how I must do it. I keep the subtle consciousness with me. Om Shanti.